Recorded Books presents a Southern Voices production. The Cracker Queen, a memoir of a jagged, joyful life by Loretta Hannon. This unabridged recording is narrated by Julia Gibson and directed by Mark Avila. This book is copyrighted 2009 by Loretta Hannon. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Southern Voices, celebrating the rich heritage and distinct characteristics of Southern writers. In this book, author Loretta Hannon takes listeners from backwater Warner Robins, Georgia, to Savannah's most eccentric neighborhoods for a wild ride featuring her distinctly dysfunctional family and a lively crew of hellions, heroines, bad seeds, and renegades. And now, The Cracker Queen.
Introduction. Everything you need to know, I learned inside a single wide. A quote from Marcus Aurelius. The art of living is more like wrestling than dancing. Give me your broken and broke down, your worn thin and your whacked out, the undesirables, the uneducated, and the hopelessly out of date. For in them, the human spirit reveals its strength and beauty. I've been among them my whole life. I am them. Our stories show that hardship and hard living are great enhancers. I'm sure that the pretty people have things to say, too, but I prefer my pathos to come from somebody dressed in Kmart duds and missing a few front teeth. It just makes for a better story. You, however, do not have to be toothless to enjoy this book. Just human. That's because we all have something in common. We know what it's like to be hurt deeply and emerge with a decision to make. What will I do with my pain? It is a question, one of the questions, that each of us must ask. Everyone wrestles with it, especially my colorful tribe of hellions, heroines, bad seeds, and renegades. But whatever happens, we never lose our sense of humor. And in so doing, we prove that the greatest humanity and the loudest cackles come from where you might least expect them, the wrong side of the tracks. Well, even the bad part of town needs a good leader, right? That leader is inevitably a cracker queen, and you simply have to meet her. With one smack of her wand, which looks suspiciously like a baseball bat, she'll teach you how to live out loud, laugh hard, and love life to death. If you're smart, you'll want to be her. This book takes you through my life and evolution as a cracker queen. My aim is simple: to make you laugh at my clumsy dances, to connect to you through my sorrowful songs, and to meet you on the path to queenly glory. Whether we get there or not will be determined by how we answer that question. What will I do with my pain? I don't know about you, but I intend to get there, even if I have to scratch and claw and break a few rules along the way. Let's start with a quick primer on cracker queens. What is a cracker queen? The cracker queen is a strong, authentic Southern woman. She is the anti-Southern belle. She has a raucous sense of humor and can open up a can of whoop-ass as needed. She holds her head and her cigarette up high. She cusses, laughs inappropriately, and raises teetotal hell when the line is crossed. You might find her waiting tables or working the third shift at the factory. The cracker queen knows loss and hurt. These things have made her beautiful, resourceful, and above all, real. Can I still be a cracker queen if I don't meet all the qualifications? Absolutely. Being a cracker queen is about having the spirit and attitude outlined above. Non-smokers, Yankees, professors, and even men can be cracker queens. Your age, race, and country of origin are irrelevant, but your willingness to whoop some ass is non-negotiable. The true heroine of Dixie and everywhere else.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?